Good morning. In about 2 weeks, we'll be celebrating the resurrection morning. But 2 days previous to that, we will be having a nailing service, which is a timber-based service, and it has grown to be a staple here at V3. I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about Matthew 7, 13, and 14, but I would like to elevate to the 20,000-foot level to look at the scripture. First, I would like to talk about the fact that God says that He gives us a choice. At the very beginning, Adam and Eve, they had a choice. Then much later, as we read about the travels of the tribe of Israel, they would move into a new area and God would give them a blessing and He would give them a choice, life or death, to continue to worship Jehovah, God, and be faithful and be blessed by Him, or they could, and often they did, choose to follow after pagan gods and soon reap the recompense of their choices. Even when Jesus started His public ministry after His baptism, He comes that we know of to 12 men and gives them a choice by the simple request, follow me. We know that there was at least one rich young ruler who was given the command, go and sell all that you have and come follow me. The scripture says that that young man left sad because he had great riches. But you know what? I am sure the riches that he had was nothing in comparison to the riches of the kingdom of God. But he didn't know that then. So, we have a choice. Now, in the Old Testament, the choice was life or death. But here, we're given a choice of narrow gate or wide gate, according to the NIV. The destination of entering either gate is described in the word life or destruction, but that's not where we are right now. We're not afforded at this point in our experience of this journey in this realm to come to a conclusion of this simple choice. One way leads to life, the other way leads to destruction. I wonder, is there something about the description of either gate that there's some insight that we could glean before we travel too far down either way? One gate that we can choose is a wide gate. It seems to be easy to find and easy to enter because it is said that of the narrow gate will be few that find it. So I must conclude that the wide gate must be popular. Matter of fact, it's probably easy to find. It must be a gate that the majority of travelers pass through. It means it must be the gate that allows you to be a part of the crowd, that allows you to find comfort in the masses. This wide gate, if it is the popular gate, then it must reflect the fact that anyone can pass through this gate. It is unlimited to any variation or variety of traveler which can pass through this broad and expansive gate. You can even throw off all restraints, for anything goes with the wide gate. Why restrict yourself of any pleasure? But it is the gate which ends in destruction. And the sad part about that destruction, it happens slowly, destroying innocence, destroying trust, destroying integrity, destroying futures, destroying relationships, destroying dreams, and eventually destroying life and all that it had hoped to be. John 10:10 says, "The enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy. Please do not enter his gate."